It's about 3:08 here today, Tuesday, October 20th, 2015, on KPCR Radio. You're on with Kiana School of Love. I am Kiana Pazinski, here to bring the H-O-T back to the L-O-V-E. Earlier you heard we introduced a new guest, Nusku Utley Sanders. How are you doing, Nusku?
I am amazing. Again, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, it's awesome, Nusku. So, Nusku, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Again, my name is Nusku. I'm 19 years old. I am a financial consultant. I also love to sing, long walks on the beach, you know, cute stuff like that. That's me.
Awesome. And tell me a little bit about what you do for your job.
For my job, basically I help people manage and save their money, get better returns on their long-term investments than banks, and really just, you know, help them feel safe and secure against unforeseen tragedies. There's a lot going on today.
That sounds awesome. And do you think that you owning your own business already at such a young age is going to affect who you end up dating in the future or marrying?
Definitely. I definitely think that because I started my own business, my standards are going to be higher. I mean, she's definitely going to have to have ambition, just like I have at this young age. And hopefully it doesn't take me away from true love, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Since my checklist is going to be so high, but I never really let the business conflict with who I date anyway, so it shouldn't be that difficult.
Right. What is so just tell me a little bit about what you think love means to you. What's just your definition of what you think love is?
You know, that's a great question. I would have to say love is for me waking up to somebody and knowing they have the worst breath you've ever smelt in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not caring, right? Loving them in spite of the fact that morning breath is one of the most horrible things in relationships, right? I mean, just being able to accept somebody for, you know, completely for who they are, and knowing that they'll do the exact same thing for you, and in good times and bad, you never lose that feeling, you know?
Yeah, definitely. That's so you would say that waking up with morning breath might be a deal breaker for you?
I mean, it just depends on how severe, you know. If you had onions the night before, we're going to have to talk, you know.
It's going to
need to be some kind of teeth pressure before we lay down. It's just, it's necessary.
Definitely. So, Nusku, talk to me a little bit about what your last relationship was like.
My last relationship lasted 6 years, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, 6 years on and off. And it was a roller coaster. I mean, it was beautiful in the sense that, I mean, I loved her more than, you know, the body loves oxygen, but at the same time, you have to know when to split from somebody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think at times you kind of get too comfortable with people. You take them for granted, which was kind of what was happening in that situation. So it ended up not working out, but shout out to her. And I respect her all the same, love her to this day.
So you think that the downfall in the relationship is that both of you may have been getting too comfortable with each other?
I think that happens in almost every relationship. You know what I mean? You kind of become accustomed to what the person does and how they treat you, and you know what I mean? And you get used to it. You know what I mean? It's not as exciting as in the beginning. But I think what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, you're really the only person that's used to that. You know what I mean? And if a new person was to come around, they'd find it to be extravagant, you know?
Yeah. So what do you think about... So you said you were in the relationship for 6 years.
Right.
In 6 years, you do a lot of changing. You do a lot of growing.
Right, yeah.
So what did that have an effect on you being in a relationship with her? Both of you are going through changes, and you're trying to love each other, but also trying to still find yourself.
Right.
So how did that play? How did those two play a part in you two being together?
I definitely think the finding yourself part was a big part of us growing together. I definitely know that, you know, as I was finding myself, you know, as any male, you know what I mean? When you find that confidence in yourself, you start looking at other people, you know what I mean? No matter how happy you are in a relationship, right? Not necessarily saying I wanted to cheat or anything, just looking, you know what I mean? Just finding that confidence in myself and knowing, okay, I could, if I tried hard enough, I could have her, you know what I mean? And I think she found that same thing, you know what I mean, within herself too. We were together for 6 years, but we were each other's first everything, right? So especially in a situation like that, you don't really know what else is out there, You know what I mean?
Right.
So that played a major role in us growing together. Also, I think, I mean, the most important thing, and this is my advice to anybody out there that might be going through a relationship, when you're growing with somebody, you know, you're growing, they're growing, you have to give them room to do that. You know what I mean? You can't hold them hostage to the relationship simply because you're not willing to accept that they need to experience things. You know what I mean? And I think that's one thing that kind of ruins a lot of relationships is people aren't as easily willing to let the person experience things for their own good. You know what I mean? It's my philosophy, actually, and you can write this down if you'd like, that if a person wants to grow, right, you have to let them. So me and myself, I put all the confidence in myself so I don't have to rely on anybody else to do it for me, right? So I'll use our relationship as an example, right? So me being her first boyfriend, first everything, right? She didn't know that I was the best thing in the world. And to this day, I still am, ladies. Remember this. So she didn't realize this. And seeing as she didn't, I took it upon myself to say, you know what? I have to let her go and let her experience other guys so she knows that not everybody will offer her the same things I will.
Understand. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So that was just, you know, one thing I learned.
Awesome. Thank you for telling me about that. So talk to me a little bit about if you had to just label that last relationship and you had to give relationship advice based off of your last relationship.
What
would it be?
Oh, that's a tough one. Hopefully she's not listening because I don't want to get in trouble. I mean, if I was to label the relationship, honestly, I would say it's amazing. Not only because I'm scared of her, just because I really do think it was amazing. Any advice I would give to someone looking to...
Let's say someone growing in the sense of someone in a relationship going through the similar things that you just described that you and your ex went through. What would be your relationship advice?
My relationship advice to them? Mm-hmm. I would say roll with the punches. A lot of times when we start getting signs and, you know what I mean, you start to notice that it's just not going the way you expected it to and things like that, we try to fight it, you know what I mean? Or try to find some way to fix the situation rather than letting it flow. You know, if someone's meant to be elsewhere, it's going to happen whether or not you put in effort, you know, or not. And a lot of times when we try to hold on to somebody, you know what I mean, we're really limiting ourselves and limiting other opportunities that could have come our way, you know what I mean, for us and the other person. And I think that, you know, it's a very famous saying. I think it's so true. You know, if you really love someone, sometimes you have to let them go. And if they come back, then it's the perfect thing. You know what I mean? And if not, that was your sign.
Awesome. I want to talk a little bit about where you see yourself in the next couple years, relationship-wise. I want to know about what you think is going to be different from your last past relationship and how you think that's going to alter how you are in your future relationship.
In my future years, what do I think I'll be relationship wise? I really do think how do I put this? I'd like to really be with someone that I'm friends with first. You know what I mean? Not necessarily like from the moment I saw you, I wanted to date you kind of thing. Because I've learned that just from that perspective of, you know, the first time you walk up somebody, it's obviously based off of looks because you don't really know them yet. So I feel like anytime you come up to someone from that perspective or angle, then your intentions aren't true enough. You know what I mean? And so I feel like I really want to get to know the person on a friendly level first, because I also do think that when you're friends with somebody, you kind of get more of an inside scoop than when you're in a relationship with them, you know? And so, yeah, I really think I'll be with someone who I'm friends with first. And if I could really say what I would do better, I think I would listen more. I really
listen.
Would. I'd pay attention to the little things. And what I've learned for all you guys out there wondering what's the amazing secret to keeping a woman happy, it's really the little things. You know, it's not the extravagant dates. It's not the, you know, telling everybody, you know, she's my girl, or, you know, the things that the public see. It's really the small things, you know, when you call her and say, let's watch Netflix and chill, and you really just watch Netflix and chill, you know, the small things, you know, when it's not her birthday, but you show up with a rose and there's a card that says just because it's Monday, you know, just little things that show her, you appreciate her. So I think that, in the future, I'll be more aware of that, you know, and pay attention to the little things that make her happy.
Great. So, Nusku, you seem like you're definitely like a romantic type.
Oh, I'm very romantic. Definitely.
Okay. And do you think being romantic plays a part in relationships?
I do, but I definitely think it could be a downfall.
And tell me what you mean about that. What do you mean by that?
Well, I do feel like, you know, in order to be a romantic, you kind of have to be an extremist with your heart, you know what I mean? And you have to give a little bit more than you probably should at the beginning, you know? And any time you're really giving someone all of yourself, you risk getting heartbroken, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I mean, especially for guys, I mean, because we're seen as these masculine creatures that really aren't, you know, supposed to feel, you know, anything,
right.
Be strong all the time. But, you know, real men cry, you know, real men, you know, say how they feel. Real men, you know, wear pink. I mean, let's just be honest. So, you know,
right.
Real men do these things. And so I feel like, you know, if in the beginning you really put too much of yourself in, and you do go in wholehearted, which a lot of girls do ask for, which I don't really think they want straight from the beginning. You know what I mean?
Right.
I kind of think they like the adventure, the chase a little bit. But I do think if you put your all into anything, like I said, you are risking heartbreak. So it's the sad part of being a romantic.
Yeah, being romantic, it does have its ups and downs.
Right.
Speaking of being romantic, what do you think your best date, your first date idea is?
My best first date idea?
Yeah.
That's a great question. This is going to determine a lot. Let's see. Okay, I got one, right? So this idea, I've already used it, but it was a great idea, right? So let's just say the girl's name was Stephanie, right? Let's make up a name here.
Mm-hmm.
So Stephanie and I, we go hiking, right? And I know what you're thinking, you know, hiking, oh my God, we're going to get sweaty, we're going to be tired, this is horrible, right? And so we go hiking, and it was at this summit, right? And this was back when I was in San Diego, right? So we go hiking, we're at the top of the summit, and at the top of the summit, I had already set up earlier that morning this huge picnic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't go to 7-Eleven and buy chips and soda. I literally cooked all the food, kept it heated with the little, I'm not sure if you guys know what these are, but they're like little, I want to call them like cylinders, and you light them and you put them under the food and they keep them hot,
like the
right?
little silver tins, right?
Exactly,
with
right?
the little heater under? Yeah.
So like, and it's crazy because the effort I put into this was amazing, right? So before she shows up, I hike the actual summit to make sure that the food is warm and everything, make sure everything is set up. And
dedication.
I hike all the way back down just to meet her, right? And I'm on time, which is another thing, guys. That's a big deal. So we have this picnic at the top of the summit, right? And then after we, you know, we're done with the picnic and everything, we walk down, we leave everything at the top because I have to make it seem like, you know, I just got it like that, right? So we leave everything at the top and we hike down, right? And then I take her to see a movie, right? Now, instead of me, you know, getting all touchy-feely in the movie, which most people do, we really just sat through the whole movie, right? We sat through the movie, had a great time.
Gentlemen?
We went to see I mean, most people call it a chick flick. It kind of was a chick flick. I mean, it was a love movie.
Women get sold on it, though. It's always a solid pick.
Right, with the love movie. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that movie, you know? I mean, I was going to pick a horror movie, but I was like, I don't want the shock effect. I want to just, you know, relax with it. So I do that. And then afterwards, she didn't live too far from the movie theater, so I walk her home. Now, for all you guys that don't have a car, you could do Uber, but it's much more, you want that interaction of walking, you know what I mean? You just walk, you stroll, walk really slow so you can have a long conversation, you know what I mean? And then when we finally get to our house, instead of just dropping her off, I asked if I could speak to her parents, right? So she was just like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready for that, right? And so what I did was, I was like, okay. And like, I let her walk up, and as soon as she was about to open the door, I ran up and just banged on the door really hard so her parents would have to come to the door, right? So when her parents get to the door, I introduce myself. And if you guys were in the studio right now, you'd see her looking at me like, what are you doing?
So just trying to figure out where this date went.
So I introduced myself to the parents, and I let them know, yeah, I did take your daughter on a date, and I was very respectful, this and this and that. And it wasn't necessarily so, like, they would love me or anything, mm-hmm. but just because I didn't want to be that guy that's like, we already went on a couple dates, and then your parents find out. You know what I mean?
Smart.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to kind of have their trust from the beginning. So, I mean, that is kind of like a little extreme version of a date, but for me it was, it just gave me time to, you know, impress her and, you know, make her feel like she was a queen.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Your first date idea is a great idea. All right, so I would like to switch it up a little bit.
Okay,
I want to get some relationship advice about some topics. So I'm going to give you some word topics, and mm-hmm. you're just going to give me, based on your experiences, what you know, what you think your best relationship advice for that topic.
Great, let's do it.
All right, first word is cheating.
Cheating. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Honestly, I feel like if you're going to cheat on a person, you might as well just break up with them. I mean, that's what I would want. If I was with a woman and she becomes, I mean, it happens. You know, you meet somebody, you don't really plan on falling for them, but, you know, you're physically attracted to them. You might be emotionally attracted to them. And I really can't tell you, hey, don't talk to that person, because then it's just going to motivate you to sneak around. You know what I mean? So I'd rather just be broken up with, so I'm not heartbroken, you know?
So your advice to anybody, anything dealing with cheating, don't do it.
Don't do it. Just get out. Awesome. Get out while you can.
All right, next word. Lying.
Lying? All right, so you guys are probably going to hate me for this, but I feel like sometimes it's necessary. I do. And I'm going to tell you why, though, okay? Now, I don't feel like when someone asks you something, you should lie about it. I don't think of that. That's not the time to do it. But what I do think is, sometimes, especially when you're in the guy's position, if you see the look she's giving, this is crazy. Sometimes in a guy's position, right? So let's say I'm the guy, and let's say you're the girl, right? So you ask me a question, and you're demanding an answer, but you don't really want the answer. And if I tell you the answer, it's going to make everything worse, right? And you know this, right? But you want something to feed off of.
Okay, I can you see what I'm saying? You're saying.
Now, I'm not saying tell a major lie. Like, if you ask me, did I cheat? Me say, okay, no, I didn't cheat. That's a major lie. That's a breakup lie right there. Because mm-hmm. that was something major, right? Mm-hmm. But what you could do is, did you cheat? Well, I was at a place that I had to do something at a certain time, and something may have happened that might have caused you to get angry about it. You see that? Now, I didn't lie, but I didn't say, yes, I cheated. Now, I kind of just told you, yes, I cheated, but I didn't say that. You see what I'm saying? So I am saying, and that was like a horrible example. Trust me, she's going to.
All right, fellas, looks like you all got the 411 on. How to get away with cheating.
With cheating. Well, no, I'm just saying, like, you know, I mean, women often say they want the answer, but sometimes you guys really can't handle the truth. I mean.
So your best advice on lying is sometimes it's necessary.
Sometimes it is necessary. I mean, that example as far as cheating, I think you should just be honest. But, I mean, in some cases, I mean, on the day-to-day, lying is necessary. And, I mean, as long as it's not like a huge, you know, make or break your relationship lie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely know what you mean. All right, now here's the next one. Falling in love.
Falling in love? Be careful. My rule, especially with love, seeing as it's so contagious and you can't really control who you catch it from, is I believe, like, guys, we spend so much time trying to break down the girl's wall, right? When in all reality, it's like you kind of need to have one of your own. You know what I mean? I mean, you women, you put up a wall on a purpose, right? You put up a wall because you don't want to be hurt. You know what I mean? You kind of have to break through that wall before we get your full trust. And it should be the same thing with guys. But what we usually do is, you know, we kind of have some game we run on you. And then, you know, when we get what we want, a lot of guys just dip, right? But, I mean, if you were to kind of give a little bit more of yourself, you know what I mean, emotionally rather than just physically, I think things will work out a lot smoother for you. And I do think that, I mean, both sides love the chase, females and males. So if you know, just make it interesting. You know what I mean? Especially for falling in love. Don't rush into it.
All right. That's so you think that when you're in a relationship and you think you've found the one, you think you've fallen in love, at that time, are you saying that you would hold back and wait and see if this is what you really want to give your all
yes.
into?
And kind of hold back sounds a little bad, but I mean, I feel like once you recognize love is there, the moment you give into it, you've kind of given the other person permission to do what they want with your feelings. You know what I mean? I mean, because love really is allowing someone to control how you feel. That's pretty much the basis of it. So, I mean, if you're going to give that right to somebody and they don't necessarily know how to treat you yet, you know what I mean, then you're open to being hurt. And so my thing is, I mean, putting up a wall sounds kind of bad. So I wouldn't say put up a wall, but I would say just be cautious, you know, especially when it comes to love in the beginning, definitely.
All right. How about falling out of love? And by that just means, who don't really understand what it means, just when you're in a relationship and you just don't love the person that you're with anymore, for whatever the reason may be.
I think the moment you find out, you should call them and be like, look, I need to talk. We gotta meet up somewhere. We need to see each other in person. Because here's the thing. I've been through that as well. And the crazy part about that is I kind of see that as cheating, honestly. When you
falling out of love?
Yes. I'm going to put it like this. So I feel like, not cheating, I wouldn't say cheating, that's a strong, I'd say lying. I feel like that's a lie. Because if you know you're no longer feeling the same way for me, I don't care if it's been a minute or a year, you know what I mean? Then you're acting every time you're around me, you know what I mean? If I come to you with that, oh, baby, I love you, and, you know, I'm treating you like, you know, everything's all great, and you're doing the same thing knowing that you're not really feeling this way, you know what I mean? Then I feel like you're playing with my emotions, and that really goes back to the thing I said earlier with cheating. I mean, just cut it loose, you know what I mean? And I know it's harder, it's easier said than done, you know, just to break up with somebody, but if you're not in love with them as much as you used to be before, or really you don't love them anymore, it should really take the edge off of, you know, having to make that decision. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. And last one, just give me a short, your best relationship advice on marriage.
On marriage? Oh, man, you gotta give me that's a tough one. On marriage, I would say don't marry someone just for love. Because it there's going to be at some point where love is not enough. And especially if you're, you know what I mean, if you're a grown adult and you're marrying somebody, I mean, you obviously know that finances come into play. And, you know, once you marry somebody, you take on their life as well, all their issues. So, I mean, I'd say weigh all your options before you make that step and just make sure you're sure.
Awesome, Nusku. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No problem at all.
You're on live again with Kiana School of Love. I'm Kiana Pazinski, bringing the H-O-T back to the L-O-V-E. Follow me on Twitter at Kiana Tierra, or check out my show on the Roundup Pierce College radio station.
Peace.